This is Dakota Datebook for December 31st. John Gabriel Holland had a tumultuous end of the century in the years leading up to 1900. Originally the head of the history department at Fargo's Agricultural College, he ran for superintendent of public instruction in 1898. As often happens in campaigns, every detail of his personal life was dragged into the spotlight. One major story circulating was that Holland had been seen leaving a woodshed with his neighbor's wife. As gossip grew, the allegations of immorality eventually led to his being called to court. The uproar was so great that the Devil's Lake newspaper wrote him off for future re-election, saying campaign managers would have been spared a lot of grief had they tossed him overboard early, and predicting he would never run again. In court, Holland and his wife, Leonora, and the woman at the center of the rumor, Mrs. Mary Hansen, all testified. Together, they proved the charges false, refuting the accusations of immorality that had been used against them. Many newspapers reported that the entire proceeding had been nothing but an attempt to blacken Holland's character for political purposes. Despite the seriousness of the charges, Holland's successful defense was enough to carry him through the election. He was chosen as superintendent of public instruction for that term and even won the majority of the women's vote in Fargo. On this date in 1900, Holland received what was called a token of regard from his peers, a diamond stud. It was a symbolic reward after having months of slander, public scrutiny, and pressure to withdraw from the ballot. The presentation praised him for the kindly aid and the business promptness, the zeal he had shown in reducing to a system the many phases of educational work in the state, for the fairness with which he has treated both individual and institutional, regardless of creed or party, and for the masterly manner in which he has conducted the affairs of his office. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Gabriel Mitchell. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.